Proclamation number 5718 of 7th of July, 1953. Spiritual low. Turnaround impossible. End. There can be no more spiritual upswing on this earth because people have already devoted themselves too much to matter, that is, to that which the earthly world embodies, which is God's adversary and will remain so for eternal times. Before the expiry of an earthly period, the spiritual low is clearly recognizable. It is also obvious that people no longer change, precisely because matter holds them captive. Only the overcoming of matter ensures spiritual ascent, but the overcoming of matter necessitates a recognition of its unworthiness, and this in turn necessitates a reflection on survival after death and on the human being's actual task on earth. But people are no longer moved by such thoughts because they no longer have faith and because they do not live in love. It is a simple explanation why the spiritual state is so low, why no change of it is to be expected either. Because people lack love, which would entail faith, realization and spiritual striving. If people would change to love, then no end of the redemption period would be necessary either, yet nothing can induce them to do so, neither their fellow human beings' adversity and misery nor their own adversity changes their attitude, and they do not establish a bond with God because they do not believe in Him. Thus a spiritual change cannot be expected on this earth, and only such a change would be able to stop the end of the earth, because then the earth would fulfill its task as a work of creation again, because then it would be a training station for the spiritual again, as is its purpose. But a spiritual turning point must occur, and if this is not possible on the old earth, an epoch of redemption must be ended and a new one begun. For people do not remain in this spiritual low but sink ever deeper. And this is prevented by God through a separation of spirits, a new banishment of those who have sunk deepest, and through the emergence of a new earth with spiritually mature people who live again according to God's will, with whom a new period of development begins, where the souls can reach the highest perfection. God's love and wisdom truly recognizes when the time for this has come, and God will never give up a soul which can still be saved. But when no more transformation is possible, then the time has also come and the scripture is fulfilled. The end is coming, and with it the day of judgment. The earth will pass away and a new one will arise, and the way to salvation will be open for the deeply fallen again. Amen.